Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we're going to take a look at some technical innovations that help make our lives better. Kevin Enix will tell us about a drone that helps detect sharks in the waters off Australia. Arish Arabasadi will take us to a premier guitar factory that makes high-end instruments.
If you sit on the couch with a magic guitar, you're in no pain. And when you put it away, there's no hangover. That's just all flavors are good.
And Debbie Block takes us to a hotel where you're just as likely to be checked in by a robot dinosaur as a human. It's Tech Week on this week's American Cafe. More and more, drones are becoming a bigger part of our lives. And now, they could help prevent or stop a shark attack. Kevin Enix tells us how.
It takes complicated algorithms, but this camera-equipped drone is able to distinguish a shark from a dolphin or a surfer.
As of now, studies have shown that human accuracy with shark detection from aerial images are around between 20 to 30% max. So, whereas if a computer does that in an automated way, which we have already achieved an accuracy of more than 90%.
Starting in September, camera-equipped drones will patrol some Australian beaches, monitoring the water from the air and sending real information on anything potentially dangerous in the water.
So in this project, we are training the algorithms with many samples of shark, whales, different types of boats, surfers, and many other objects around, which are commonly seen or found near the beaches.
The drone is called a Little Ripper, and the company that develops the autonomous flyers wants it to do a lot more than just identify sharks in the water.
In the marine environment, like beaches, we drop a life raft, which is a four-person life raft. It also has an EPIRB, which is one of these things that talks to a satellite and says, help, please help me, and I'm here. We're developing a electronic shark repellent, so if there's a shark present, that stops the shark from attacking. And we have other things like the world's smallest defibrillator we can drop if that's required.
It is still incredibly unlikely you will ever run afoul of a shark, but this kind of tech will add one more layer of safety for Australian beachgoers. Kevin Enix, VOA News.
Visit a certain hotel in Japan, and it won't be a flying drone that greets you at the front desk, but it might be an animatronic dinosaur. Debbie Block tells us how artificial intelligence is helping Japan deal with a worker shortage.
Here at the Weird Hotel, robots are everywhere, from a humanoid greeter to a friendly dinosaur that checks in visitors.
If you want to check in, please press 1. Check-in is all finished.
An automated porter brings luggage to rooms, while a robotic arm checks items into a cloakroom. Meanwhile, here at this factory, every minute, 1,500 cans are filled with beer that is packed into boxes. No one is in sight because machines do the work, while people oversee the process, a manager at the plant says.
In terms of motion, robots can move more accurately, but they cannot analyze the condition of what is being produced. So that is our job.
Instead of fearing robots will take over jobs, people in Japan are embracing them. That's because the population is declining due to low birth rates, leading to fears of a labor shortage. So droids are acceptable, explains this labor specialist.
Japan's industries call it the harmony of work and machinery, where you share work between humans and machines, depending on which is better doing what.
This beer company employee is glad he does not have to do factory work by hand.
The only memory I have before robots were introduced is that it was tough. Looking back, it makes me proud that we were able to maintain the quality.
Robots are also welcome because Japan has a lifetime employment system. If workers' jobs become obsolete, major companies usually retrain them to do other tasks, leaving room for these helpful droids at the hotel. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.
Carlos Santana is a multiple Grammy Award winner, and his favorite guitar is made just up the road from our headquarters here in Washington. As Arish Arabasadi tells us, Paul Reed Smith Guitars started out as a small company, but has grown to international fame.
Music comes alive on the factory floor of PRS Guitars.
If you sit on the couch with a Magic guitar, you're in no pain. And when you put it away, there's no hangover. That's really good drugs. That's just all flavors are good.
That is Paul Reed Smith, and it is his signature on these guitars. He started by building one instrument per month. Then, with help from family and friends, he launched this company in 1985, and now, at this factory, PRS makes more than 11,000 guitars each year.
This is the American dream come true. This is a whole bunch of people getting together and making something out of nothing.
From start to high-gloss finish, it's all made in America.
We are a proprietary company, so if you look at our guitars, the screws are our screws, the strap buttons are designed, the tuning peg is ours, the bridge is patented. All those things are what goes into making a PRS very different than a lot of other guitars.
They also have manufacturing operations in South Korea and Indonesia, and while it's cheaper to build outside the United States, they keep this factory running and its luthiers employed.
The best thing that this company ever did for the world was to provide 250 people jobs and health insurance.
Making these factory workers assembly line artists with a starting pay that's nearly 1.5 times that of the federal minimum wage.
We are musicians. We love to make instruments, and we're fueled, probably, unfortunately, more by the creation of music and the creation of instruments than the creation of money.
But they also create a good amount of money, north of $40 million in 2016. Most PRS guitars cost between $1,000 and nearly $4,000, with some even more expensive. And they say 2017 will be their best year yet. Music to the ears of the workers in this factory and guitar enthusiasts everywhere. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Stevensville, Maryland.
That's all we have for this week. If you want to see video versions of these stories, check out our webpage, voanews.com. If you want to leave comments or ask a question, go to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. Until next time, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.